For God did not send his Son into the world that he might condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. This might be the most important verse in the entire New Testament. That's quite a claim to make about the verse that comes after the most well-known verse in the entire Bible, John 3:16. In some ways, verse 17 suffers from understandable neglect, coming as it does at the heels of what Martin Luther called the heart of the Bible. And the gospel in miniature, nothing I say about my text can take away from the glory of John 3:16. These verses go together and cannot be separated. We can state the problem another way. A recent survey revealed that Jeremiah 29:11 was the most searched for verse in the Bible. In 2018, that was. That's well and good and completely understandable, but who knows or even thinks about Jeremiah 29:10? Most of us know only one verse from Jeremiah 29, so it is with John 3:17, but I still think it might be the most important verse in the New Testament. It's the reason we're going to heaven, or making it more personal, if you're going to heaven, John 3:17 is the reason. Outside of this verse, we have no hope whatsoever. No one goes to heaven if John 3:17 is not true. With that bold beginning, let's take a look at what this verse says about the purpose of Christ's coming. It contains good news, better news, and the best news of all. First, we'll start with the good news. For God did not send his Son into the world that he might condemn the world. Christ didn't come to condemn you or me. If you're not happy about that, you need to take a closer look in the mirror. If we could see ourselves as God does, we would understand the true meaning of all have sinned. In Romans 3:23, the Bible says it in many different ways. Like sheep, we have all gone astray. We have turned to our own way. We have missed the mark. We disobeyed. We ignored the God who made us. We rebelled against his law. We followed our own desires. We turned to idolatry. We called good evil and evil good. We played around and slept around. We lied and cheated and murdered. We brazenly declared our independence from God. We cheered on evildoers. We denounced those who warned us. We hated anyone who told us no. We redefined sin so it didn't seem so bad. We laughed at the idea of hell. We mocked the idea of judgment. We dreamed of evil schemes. We lusted after forbidden fruit. We boasted about our sin. If you don't think any of that applies to you, well, think again, because those words describe the whole human race and the whole human experience. When John 3:17 says Jesus did not come to condemn the world, it doesn't mean that the world didn't deserve condemnation. Jesus didn't condemn us because we had already condemned ourselves. Jesus didn't come to a morally neutral planet. He came to a world in active rebellion against God. When Chuck Colson received the 1993 Templeton Prize for Progress in Religion, he spoke to an audience at the University of Chicago on the enduring revolution. In describing the plight of modern society, he mentions four myths that define our time, the four horsemen of the present apocalypse. The first myth is the goodness of man. This myth deludes people into thinking that they are always victims, never villains, always deprived, never depraved. It dismisses responsibility as the teaching of a darker age. It can excuse any crime because it can always blame something else. A sickness of our society or a sickness of the mind. To illustrate this truth, Colson told the story of Holocaust survivor Yaakov Dinur, who gave testimony during the trial of Adolf Eichmann, the architect of the Nazi final solution during World War II. Eichmann presided over the slaughter of millions. The court was hushed as a victim confronted a butcher. Suddenly, Dinur broke into an uncontrollable sob and collapsed to the floor. When asked later to explain his actions, he said, I was afraid about myself. I saw that I am capable to do this. Exactly like he, referring to Eichmann. The reporter who interviewed Dinur concluded that the most chilling fact about Adolf Eichmann was that he was normal. Eichmann is in all of us. The line between us and Adolf Eichmann is thin indeed. Jeremiah 17:9 reminds us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? We are all sick because of sin, and the disease is 100% fatal. Sin has infected every human heart. No one escapes it. Whenever I quote Romans 3:23 in a sermon, I like to ask the congregation if anyone knows the last phrase of verse 22. No one ever does. At least, not without looking down at the Bible. But the last phrase of verse 22 is the key to verse 23. It says, "For there is no difference." That explains the famous statement in verse 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." No matter who we are, where we come from, we're all sinners desperately in need of God's grace. No difference between rich and poor, young and old, black or white, male or female. No difference between any of us when it comes to sin. We all stand condemned by our sin and all of us under the judgment of God. Our sins may not be exactly the same, but we are all sinners nonetheless. We're all in the same boat, and the boat is sinking. If God doesn't do something, the whole human race will go down to destruction. That's where John 3:17 becomes so critical to our thinking. Jesus could have come to condemn us because we deserved condemnation, but he didn't do that. Our words condemn us, and rightly so. Our thoughts condemn us, and rightly so. Our deeds condemn us, and rightly so. Jesus did not come to add to our condemnation. He came because we were condemned already